If your brand new husband does any of these things, would you file for divorce?
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, they clap every time the plane lands.
Oh, that's a divorceable. Yeah. That's something you can bring that to a judge and say, listen, Your Honor, he claps when the plane lands.
Every single time.
Banging the gavel.
So you're saying divorce. Okay. They chew super loud with their mouth open.
Nah. You know, let me tell you what I learned about that. Okay. Here's a lesson. If you're single and you're wondering if the guy you're dating is good in bed and like good at oral sex, watch the way they eat. If they eat neatly and properly, they're terrible in bed. Any guy that shoves food into his mouth, don't you remember from Sex and the City, Mr. Pussy? You know what I mean? He would take a piece of fruit and be like, and it was disgusting, but you were like, wow, well, they called him Mr. Pussy because he was great at eating pussy. Like, they love that about him. So a guy that eats with his mouth open and sloppy, you don't like it at the table, but you'll love it in bed.
53% of people said divorce, get out.
Nope. They're wrong. As wrong as the day is long.
They insist they don't want French fries, but they eat all of your fries. Stay together, divorce.
Well, women do that all the time. Do you know how often I go out to dinner with my boyfriend? I'm like, I'm just going to have a salad. And then he's like, okay, I'll just have a burger. And they're like, do you want fries with that? And he looks at me and I'm like, yeah, you want fries.
Yeah. So
yes, you want fries.
71% of people said that's fine. You can do that. But I love how 29% of people said that's it. I'm filing for divorce.
Divorceable. Yeah.
They scream every time they sneeze.
Who screams and sneezes?
Yeah. Like that. Every single time they sneeze, they scream. Divorce,
like
stay together.
Like a cartoon character?
Yeah.
I have never seen that in real life. I don't know anybody that screams and sneezes. I've never seen that.
So if they do it, are you staying with them or are you divorcing them?
I don't think people actually do that. Okay. So I'm staying with them because that's not a thing.
They eat food off your plate without asking.
No, that's endearing. That's sweet. That means they really love you.
They talk during every movie.
That's a tough one.
Every time the movie starts, they gotta talk, and they're not talking about the movie, they're talking about other things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, am I into the movie? If
yes,
I'm into the movie, that's annoying. Oh.
Have you ever watched a movie that you weren't into? No.
Plenty of times.
No, because you would stop it and start another movie that you were into.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, so yeah, I guess that's a divorceable.
Divorceable. 36% of people said divorce. That's it. They spoil your favorite TV show for you.
Okay, that's an issue that Joe and I have, by the way. Don't tell him I'm telling you about this because he hates this. So what'll happen is I'll watch something he's already seen. He doesn't spoil it by saying, oh, look, here comes the part where he murders her. He doesn't do that. But he'll be like, oh, wait, pay attention because this next part's going to be really important. It's like, don't narrate the show to me. Just go in the other room and let me watch it. Either watch it with me, like let's watch things together for the first time, or you go sit in the living room.
Yeah, so I you're going to say stay together because you're still with him.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
So 51% of people said stay together. Okay, they never wash their hands after the bathroom.
How would I know? I'm not in there with him.
Every time you see him come out, never washes his hands.
I don't know what he's doing in there. I don't know if he's washed his hands or not. I have no idea. I'm going to assume he has because this is a guy that as soon as he comes in from his day, he washes his hands.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a big hand washer. My guess is he probably washes them after touching anything in the bathroom.
77% of people said divorce.
That's a divorceable act.
That's a divorceable act. That's disgusting. That's how everybody gets COVID, right?
Yeah,
there.
I know.
You got the poopy on your hands, and then he touches your hair. They're always late for everything.
Nah, that's not a divorceable thing. You know, there's some people they just always are. They
you
don't know how time
both
works.
Are late for everything.
Yeah, right. That's I'm the one.
You both are.
Let me tell you how funny that is. I made plans today to meet my friend for coffee. And he's like, what time do you want to meet? And I said, 2-ish. So he's like, he writes back. He's like, so 3 then?
And you showed up like, at 3:10.
I showed up at 3:10. I said two-ish. So he got there. He said, I got there at 3:03 and you got there at 3:10. And the plan was two-ish.
That's how
well he knows me.
That doesn't surprise me at all. They clip their nails and let the clippings fly wherever they want.
Oh, that's divorce. That's a divorceable act. That does not go down in this house.
Yeah, 53% of people said that's it. We're done. I love that. Yeah. 26,000 people voted divorce.
Yeah, because think about it like this. You walk barefoot around your house and you step on something sharp and it's the other person's nails. Yuck.
Oh, that's gross. They make a big dramatic announcement that they're quitting social media every few months.
You mean like Kanye West does?
Like everybody does now.
No, but nobody actually does it except for Kanye West, and he keeps coming back.
He keeps coming back. They always correct your grammar.
You know, I think that happens early in relationships. Once you've been dating a long time, they don't even pay attention to anything you say. So it doesn't really matter.
No, because I got a text this week and it said, you are, but it's your. And I corrected it and said, you are. And I got asshole. What? I corrected your grammar.
Right.
Because you.
Well, you corrected her spelling. That's not really grammar.
Her spelling. They look at their phone every time you have a serious conversation.
I mean, it's annoying, but everybody does it. Like, I would say it's a divorceable act, except for the fact that literally everybody does that.
88% of people said divorce.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. The other day, I was telling my boyfriend something super important, and he was on his iPad. I was like, hello, I'm over here. I'm trying to tell you something important, and you're going to tell me tomorrow that you don't know. Like, you're going to ask me about this, and I'm telling you now. Like, you're going to ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, I told you all this yesterday, and I'm not going to repeat myself.
Every single time you ask them what to eat, they say, I don't know.
Nah, that's every couple.
Okay, stay together, 85%.